BMW. Are you familiar with the Kiwi SVR?
I only have RTLs and I have a couple of SDR plays, but I've never messed with the Kiwi.
Are those just like circuit boards that I just run an antenna to and hook it to my computer and I can probably access it from remote and listen to it?
Hard question, but the first part is the RTLs and the SDR plays come in a case. And you just plug them into your computer with USB and you install software that will pull the samples from it. As far as listening over the internet, that would probably be a different piece of software, but I'm not sure, I've never done that part of it before, so I'm not sure what you would have to do for that.
So they got a website you can get on and jump on the radios all around the world, you know what I mean, and listen to them. I just wondered if that was something I could do with mine.
SDR.org.
This one is rx.kiwisdr.com.
Have their own thing where Kiwi SDR owners can put their stuff on the internet.
You can have up to like four or five people on the same radio at the same time, and each person, you know, can have control of the radio.
I'll have to check that out.
Controls, it took me a minute to figure out the controls on it, because it, you know, if you do it from your phone, it must be an app or something to make it a little bit better. And then, because all the features aren't there from your phone, but from like my iPad or my computer, it's got a lot more features. And across the top, it'll show the whole band, and it'll show, you know, you're in the broadcast band, and it'll show you where certain stations are and stuff like that on the shortwave.
I'll check that out when I get to the office here this morning.
If listening to some radio stations, you know, in different parts of the country. The other morning I was listening to a radio station out of Australia.
I know that there are a lot of SDRs on the web, websdr.org. I guess there's another website you can go that has a bunch of them on there from all over the world. Yeah, but it's a pretty cool concept. You know, it's nice to be able to monitor what's going on in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, whatever. And I've also used them to see if my signal is getting out. For example, on HF, you know, I'll dial in a European SDR and see if I can hear myself on it.
A lot of people do that to, you know, see if they're getting out, see if the propagation's right, you know. Ain't no sense calling CQ, you know, for an hour and not getting anybody when you can just test it out and make sure you're at least getting over there.
It's a handy tool. Did KO4IDX make it back over here?
Over on the 285 when we were leaving, but I haven't seen him back over here.
Good with me then. I guess we missed Andrew this morning, and why am I blanking on his name?
John, that we were talking with.
I'm so terrible with names. I have a hard time learning people's names on here.
4ZLK. Name is Shane.
JKT. Name here is Eric.
Good morning, Shane. KN4TFW.
I don't believe we've ever talked, but I have listened to you many times. I'm not far from your place of employment, just on the other side. I'm coming back up. And good morning, Ken. Hope you're well this morning.
So your trip last night was good?
And it was supposed to be. They held me up for about an hour. About, well, 45 minutes to an hour behind where I normally am.
One of my packages.
It had your name on it. I couldn't leave without it. Go ahead, Eric.
There you go.
A couple different places. First place is exit 96 and Pleasantdale Road there. And then I can leave from there and take a trailer over to 285 and 20 West. We got a place over there by the Fulton County Airport. And then I pull two back from there back to Greenville.
Sprinklers or something?
UPS.
Cool, yeah, I didn't know what you did, so, that's a long day. You couldn't pay me enough to spend a day driving around Atlanta, especially with a couple of big trailers on the back.
At nighttime, I doubt I'd want to come down here in the daytime with all that, but it's not too bad at night, unless there's an accident or the road construction has it blocked.
About 10 years and almost did it again. It's a funny story because I left Atlanta in 2001, went to Philadelphia, then I got married and we were thinking about moving back to Atlanta. So we drove down and we didn't even get into town and we got stopped in traffic on 85 South in Duluth and sat there for like 3 hours. And then we just looked at each other like, nope, we're not moving to Atlanta.
Proverbial sign. Yeah, I guess if the job pays well enough, you know, it might be worth it, but I've never had a desire to go there. M4, is that okay? Go ahead, Ken.
I'm getting ready to get off the interstate here right at the beginning of the construction.
Settling in near Clemson University instead, and I live there. We got divorced while I was there, but I lived there for about 10 years, and now I'm up in Shelby, North Carolina, where they have the big ham fest. So, yeah, Shelby's a great little town. I like it quite a bit.
A few times. We've got a place somewhere up there. Some of our management team gets transferred up there every once in a while, or they'll have to go help out. So they'll drive from Greenville up there, but I guess you drive every day and what down to Anderson here, so that's quite a haul.
Every day, I only have to go to the office 2 or 3 days a week, and it's not that bad, you know, driving down, driving back. It's like a fun road trip, and I get to talk on the radio for a while. I don't get to do much ham radio at home with, you know, XYL and kids and dogs and, you know, all the things I got to do during the week. So, it gives me a couple hours a day to do ham radio. So I'm thankful for that.
I do have a question for you. It looks like Ryobi's building another big building on the opposite side of the interstate, maybe an exit or two up. What's going to be there?
I have an exit 32, I think it's 32, I'm coming up on it right now. There's another distribution center that's already in. I don't think we've opened it yet. That's right here at exit 32, I'm looking right at it. And then the new building, so on our main campus, large test facility, our battery lab is moving out there, the motor lab is moving out there. And then there's another distribution center going in, an assembly plant for outdoor products. So, lawn mowers and riding mowers and things like that. So we're moving some production into the U.S. For some of those things. So, it's exciting times for us.
Place there on the, where you work, the big office, and it looks like a whole bunch of parking behind there. Is that all your property?
Behind the office, if you look through the woods, you'll see the main distribution center that we built in 2016. That building is just over half a mile long. And then behind that is the new test lab, the compliance center, and that new assembly plant going in. So I think we have something like 500 or 600 acres back there, all those new buildings going in.
Multiple times from your building behind the office there. Yeah, it is a big one. And I watch the office get built when I go by it every night a few years ago. But, it's a massive place for sure.
I started when we were still in the office down on Paramondary Road in Anderson, and we moved into the new building in 2019, and then we moved out of it for the pandemic. You know, everybody went home. That was like 2.5 years, and then we came back, and we're on hybrid work schedule now. But I can't believe we've been in that building for almost 4 years now. It just time flies.
And that got a job with out there, only he was going to the Home Depot and they gave him a truck and the tools and he'd stay at Home Depot and do some demonstration and sales and things like that. And my son applied and they wanted him to go to Charlotte and he didn't want to move, so he didn't take it. But he's thinking about it, and then his friend ended up getting laid off, so I'm glad he didn't take it.
familiar with what goes on the sales side, but I know that their staffing levels probably depend a lot on sales numbers, and if we're coming off the pandemic, the pandemic was a great year for us because everybody was stuck at home. So I guess with sales numbers are probably going down a little bit, and they make adjustments or whatever. But I work in the engineering office, and it's pretty steady. So there's a lot of new tools we're doing, and a lot of exciting stuff coming up. So I guess it's just a different part of the company.
An observation. I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, I sold woodworking tools, and I remember my boss was like, "We're getting these new tools in. It's a new company called Ryobi. We don't know how to pronounce it. We're going to start selling little hand tools." So I remember when they were first introduced. Go ahead, Ken. N4ZLK.
Into the parking spot, so I'm going to have to say 73 to you guys. You guys have an awesome day, and then be safe, and I'll try to catch you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, W2JKT.
You have an awesome day as well. Maybe we'll hear you tonight or this afternoon. N4ZLK.
73 KO4HKX. I'm back, gentlemen.
That word around again.
The official pronunciation is Ryobi. So I used to say Ryobi as well, but that was one of the first things that they corrected when I came on board. It is Ryobi.
More southern. Good, how are you today? He was back.
But I'm almost at the parking deck here myself, so I'll go ahead and say 73 myself, and maybe I'll run into you guys this afternoon or tomorrow morning on the way in. Shane, good talking to you. Patrick, you too. You guys have a great day. Best 73. We'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT.
Nice to meet you officially, and enjoy your day. N4ZLK.
And Shane, I'll be back out in just a minute. I'm then coming out of the black hole.
Be here for a few more minutes. N4ZLK Mobile.
04HKX. Shane, you still around?
Fortunately. Good morning, N4ZLK.
Had a good night last night.
It's a funny thing. I logged into my computer to punch in, and a message pops up, and it says, "Today is the official start of," and it's some three-letter program, because everything is three letters at UPS. And I'd never even heard about it, but it's something to do with pulling on time, to make sure that product gets delivered on time. And then they made a comment, "Make sure you know your pull times and leave when you're supposed to." And then what happens? I get held up an hour. The very first place I go to down in Atlanta by one of the big hubs, they hold me up. So it's just funny how that works.
I thought you were going to tell me that guy grabbed your trailer again.
I walk around, the belts, each section of belt has a supervisor, and they run that crew. And they switched supervisors a couple weeks ago, put a new guy on there, and ever since he's gotten on there, my trailer is not ready. Not consistently. It's ready some nights, but it used to be ready every night. My pull time is 1 o'clock, and it wasn't ready, and I have to tell him every night, 1 o'clock, and it's like he doesn't remember. And so he goes, okay, yeah, we'll get it out. And then he goes in there and starts helping to load, but they take their time, and I'm just sitting there watching them, with no, it's different from when I used to work inside. They'll stop and take smoke breaks. They'll do all kinds of stuff. We, look at their phone. We could never do anything like that. They were on us all the time to keep moving.
Their generation, if they want to keep employees, they got to do this and concessions for that.
One of the guys retired now, but he ran the morning shift for years here in Greenville. He said, "We can't fuss at them at work anymore. If we have to correct them on anything, we have to take them out to breakfast, buy them breakfast, and discuss it over breakfast, you know, what we think they can do better. He said, if we fuss at them at work, they'll just turn around and walk out.
My guess is that would make it worse because now they got the union support behind them and they think, oh, I won't get fired for this.
No, I know what you're saying. I know the union when I started. I'm still not a big fan of the union, but, you know, we had the union's been in this company long before attitude then. I mean, I got fussed at plenty of times, but I'm like, I need the job right now. They can't just walk out. I just think there's a lot more of, they're just sitting at home. You know, they live at home with mom, and this is a part-time job. But also, some of these younger kids, I don't even think they know what a union is.
It seems funny to be sitting here calling them younger kids for me. But I'm with you. Me and one of the other distributors were talking about it yesterday, same thing. Because it's amazing what we're selling. I'm supposed to be a tool truck, and I sell more novelty and toys than I do tools, it seems like, some days.
We have, even though, it's, you know, times have gotten harder, we still have a lot more than we need, so we still have access to funds or borrowed funds, I don't know. But I remember, it's been a few years now, because I'd been there, I remember the answer I gave him was 25 years, and it's been going on 32 now, but this younger guy pulls up next to where I was at a dock, and he looked at me and said, you're one of the old guys, aren't you? How long have you been here? And I said, 25 years. And I saw the look in his eyes, and I remember having that same look when I first started and when someone would say they'd been there longer than 20 years. That seemed like an eternity.
Think about how long your work life is. I mean, let's just say you started 20 and you work till you're 60. That's 40 years of your life that you spent working. So, I don't know. Puts things in a different perspective, let's put it that way.
Crazy out here, and you got small vehicles going 40, 45 miles an hour for whatever reason, and you get stuck behind it and you try to pull out, and other people are going 70, 80 miles an hour. A little difficult to maneuver.
Well, I've already had to deal with a drunk driver this morning, so I know how you feel.
It's way too early and way too late for that. There's no reason for that.
Not on the road he was on. He was up there, he was on Canoga or Crab Creek, and he was all over the road.
He's just trying to get home. 54 hours.
Luckily, he didn't hit anything, and he pulled over in the parking lot. So, and we all went by him real quick.
Able to copy that comment and or know who it is, but good morning, N4ZLK.
Leon, called Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray, 84 ILX. You drive
a GPS? Yes, I do. I think we may have talked before, I may have heard you before, but yeah, name is Shane, and yes, I drive for UPS.
I didn't know if I was getting a repeater. Okay, I want my HT inside the truck.
For the, what, the recycle place over there on Baldwin Road, is that correct?
Company called N on Time, and I head out to Anderson this morning. I've got three stops. I head up to Anderson to Proper Polymers, and I head over to Greenville to place called DCS, a diversified coating system, and then there I go to Deco Store Magna.
I'm sorry, I got you. There's somebody else that works out of the office over there off Malden Road near me, but can't remember his call, and I got you confused. Sorry about that.
Pendergast's kids, did you call in on that guy?
Did not. I just tried to stay back away from him and held traffic up, so He pulled over. Hopefully he fell asleep somewhere.
Yeah, being driving like that, I can do the road. Not a good thing.
Come up on those situation a few times in my life, and a couple times when I'm working, there's nothing I can do about it, but I've actually followed a couple people while I'm on the phone, and they're law enforcement's thankful, helps them find them, but there was one in the city of Greenville on Augusta Road one day, and I called one morning, and he was hitting the curb, hitting mailboxes, couldn't stay on the road. I called the city police, and they told me to not follow him, and then they hung up on me. They said, we don't want you to get hurt. We don't want you to follow him. I said, well, how do you know where he's going to go? And he ended up turning into a neighborhood. I don't know what they ever did, if they ever caught him or not.
I don't know. I always tried to do the best, the right thing when I was working. I retired out of law enforcement back for 44 years and started driving trucks. But, yeah. Sad situation all the way around. We'll get worse, we'll get better.
My experience with that is by the time somebody gets there, they're already turned off or gone or whatever. So I've just about quit calling for anything like that anymore. I just try to keep a safe distance and I'll hold traffic up the best I can. And go on, let them stay out. Just keep, make sure they don't do anything stupid, too stupid. That's all you can do.
My career, we probably saved a lot of lives by people calling in. That's the way I look at it, is if you all call in, my kids drive these highways, my kids go to school, my grandkids, they ride the bus, we have to look out for each other. That's my basically what it is.
It makes me angry when people act that way because of the danger they're putting other people in. Somebody else.
That's the truth, and we're just making it easier for everybody to drink and drive. I mean, now you can go in a convenience store up at the house and buy your beer and carry it out with you right into the bar in the back of the convenience store.
Your growl filled up there. I'm not going to put the name of the business out there. I always thought that was weird. So they just go up there and get, they give you LEO's free coffee and pretty much free drink. So I gotta go there and get a drink. It's not that kind of drink. I get a soda, a Diet Coke, or usually Diet Coke. Not focused on Diet Coke, but spend a lot of time in there, and I'm never gonna understand that. Yeah, let's just put a tap room right here at the convenience store.
Never thought that was a good idea, and I think they can carry 64 ounces out with them. Can't be in an open container, but I don't know how they're doing it, but I think they can carry that out with them.
I can't resist tactic. They probably carry it out carefully because they won't fill it.
Catch all that one, but I could pretty much guess what you were saying.
Thanks. 84 IOX.
Find you a place to put your antenna on the truck?
I'm working the handheld inside the cab. Parking lot, so it's real interesting.
You're a little hard to understand just because of the echo on the reverb on the mic, but you're into the repeater solid.
Because I'm in the noise of the cab here, I can understand Patrick, but I'm not really copying what Leon is saying. He is in the repeater good, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign. I'm one exit away, and traffic's real heavy here. So, Leon, good to talk to you today. Patrick, good to talk to you. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. I sell a lot of stuff out there, Patrick. And 4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, have a great day. Yeah, good talking to you again, and we'll catch up. Patrick, I'm going to run. I don't want to crash my truck. Probably a bad thing. If you stop up to the store and get me a drink. But 73, y'all take care. Patrick, I want to come out looking at the toys in your guys' your truck. I'm a fool, the toys. 73, 84 hours.
73, Leroy. 73, Shane. Good to talk to both of you this morning. And this is KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring. 73, guys.